Nothing really more to add. I think that everything's been said on that situation that needs to be said. Stephen spoke very honestly and openly on his feelings on it. And I think when you see all the interviews and everything that was said, you'll find that it was dealt with. So I think, you know, if you want to pick a few words out of what he said and then elaborate, but it's he's happy with where it's at. I think our concentration now is on the football. Now he's announced where he's gone, so you have all the information. He's done his interviews, and now we really have to concentrate on the football and the team and looking to keep our momentum going. No doubt, Stephen is still a top-class player and a player that has been that world-class talent for many years. And, of course, him moving on in the summer leaves a void. Of course it does, on the pitch and very much off the pitch as well. So the club has to keep moving forward, you know. We'll have to keep looking to bring in the best players that we possibly can into this wonderful football club. And history shows here that, you know, the players that have been great players here move on, and it's an opportunity then for the club and for other players to go and grab the mantra and really, as I said, make their sort of presence here as a footballer felt. You know, coming in, I was fully aware that part of the evolution of this group and over the coming, certainly the first 2 or 3 years of my time here, it was probably going to be that period where some of the great names of the football club were going to move on. Like Sakara, my first year was brilliant for me in my time here. And obviously, come the end of that first season, he wanted to move on. Guys like Pepe Reina, brilliant stalwarts of the club here, were fantastic. Needed to move on, to play regular, to get a new challenge. And obviously, as you've seen recently, Stephen feels at the end of this season it's probably time for a life change as much as a football change. So he's leaving. And of course, for a manager, it's very, very difficult because, you know, these are players that have been outstanding for the football club. And obviously, as you say, Louis leaving, it's obviously difficult. But you always have to have strategically behind that a plan in place to look to do everything you possibly can to replace that quality. And that's ultimately what it's about. It's not about the numbers of players that you bring in. It's about the sheer quality of the player. And that's something that we as a football club at Liverpool have to always respect, that this club over many years has had that quality and must continue to have it going forward. But also respect that young players coming in, you know, to be given that opportunity, and young players in the academy in particular to come through and be given that opportunity, that hopefully they can become a star. So that's the challenge of the manager in terms of the model of how we work, and something that, as I said, we have to work very hard to get that level of player in.